Podcast 1. Question. When I grow up, what will I be? My answer is, when I grow up, I want to be a DJ composer and a producer. For this, I have to work hard in life, and I have to seek help if I need it. If I don't work hard, I might not achieve my dreams. Working hard is the most important thing in life. Some people don't think working hard is important, but it is. Being a DJ requires a lot of practice, so I will and still am practicing how to be a DJ and make music for people online. This is a talk of what I want to be when I grow up: a DJ, a composer, and a producer. Thank you.
Hello, this is Precious, and my sister is talking to me even though I'm doing a podcast. Okay, guys, I'm talking on the phone. Yeah. Oh, please stop. I'm talking on the phone.
What,
avec mon podcast. See how rude she is. Anyways, she's annoying. Why is she doing this? Truth. Trod. Don't know how to read. Search it up. Exactly, so why did you ask?
I don't know, parce que
like,
anyways. Oh, je pense que c'est like, jeter, pousser quelqu'un. Est-ce que ça, c'est like la chose?
See how difficult life is.
I know, right? Tell me something, yeah, because I complain when I have homework, I commence à rien parce que j'avais la fête parce que je donne beaucoup de temps.
Yeah, I mean, so go see. The English don't throw their homework, eh?
Like, I'm not feeling good. I can't
no more. Like, I don't have the hands to write. And time. Like, you give us other things and you want us to write the blog too? Are you crazy? No. Mais maintenant, c'est sûr. She's from Texas.
In the very dirt, but still like dust. Alright. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wheels pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides. Just like hopes springing high, I'll still rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulder falling down like a teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my hotness? Does my hotness offend you? Do you take it awful hard? 'Cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own shot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still I care or still rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my ties or kings?
He stopped. Yes, no, duh. What else? Crazy family. It's not usually loud here, okay? Okay, so don't worry. We're not loud because of the podcast. Said the person that provoke moi chaque jour. Dis la personne qui toujours raconte les histoires qu'elle a répétées avant. She's telling dad. Ah, papa, ça c'est fou. She asked dad that what if I bother, but not her, but she's the one that bothers the most in the family. She slaps me for no reason. See, on pas dit. See, she interrupts me. See how annoying she is? She's always been annoying. And she always talked about the same thing. Yes, like the time that I got I got a needle and picked it, he commençait à rire. Ça c'était pas funny, buddy. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't funny, buddy. No, it wasn't. It was boring. I was crying. It's painful. Do you know how many people cry for needles? And other people are dying because of needles. See how crazy she is? She laughs at me because I cried at a needle. Yeah, some people think it's not painful, but it is. It's like getting stabbed in the neck with a tiny pen. I don't have a best friend. Jesus, she's so annoying. Okay, this is getting weird. Okay. Anyways, I'll see you guys later. And thank you for listening to our argument of weirdness. This is how we are in this house. Thank you. This is Precious, and my sister is talking to me even though I'm doing a podcast. Okay, guys, I'm talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, please stop. I'm talking on the phone.
What, avec
mon podcast. See how rude she is. Anyways, she's annoying. Why is she doing this? Truth. Trod. Don't know how to read. Search it up. Exactly, so why did you ask? Anyways. See how difficult life is.
I know, right? Tell me something else because I complain when I have homework and come on sorry because I did a self for something I don't know good.
Yeah, I mean so go see. Like English don't throw your homework, eh?
Like look at the dog,
and time, like you give us other things and you want us to write the blog too? Are you crazy? No.
Mais on va.
mais on doit...
On
doit... Maintenant, c'est sûr à... Maintenant, c'est sûr... She's from Texas.
In the very dirt, but still like dust. Alright. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wheels pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hopes springing high, I'll still rise. Did you want to see me broken? Boy head and lowered eyes, shoulder falling down like a teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Cries? That's my hotness. Does my hotness offend you? Do you take it awful hard cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard? You may shot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still I care or still rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting of my ties or kings?
She stopped. Yes, no, duh. What else? Crazy family. It's not usually loud here, okay? Okay, so don't worry. We're not loud because of the podcast. Said the person that provoke moi chaque jour. Dis la personne qui toujours raconte les histoires qu'elle a répétées avant. She's telling dad. Ah, papa, ça c'est faux. She asked dad that what if I bother, but not her, but she's the one that bothers the most in the family. She slaps me for no reason. See. See, she interrupts me. See how annoying she is? She's always been annoying. And she always talked about the same thing.
No.
Yes, like the time that I got me piqué, I got a needle, I picked it, she commençait à rire. Ça, c'était pas funny, Ompali. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't funny, Ompali. No, it wasn't. It was boring. I was crying. It's painful. Do you know how many people cry for needles? And other people are dying because of needles. See how crazy she is? She laughs at me because I cried at a needle. Yeah, some people think it's not painful, but it is. It's like getting stabbed in the neck with a tiny pen. I don't have a best friend. Jesus, she's so annoying. And okay, this is getting weird. Okay. Anyways, I'll see you guys later. And thank you for listening to our argument of weirdness. This is how we are in this house. Thank you.